Here we are back again for week 131. Hope you all enjoyed the snow. Straight into the building.
Getting in the car, and I think it was cocaine and methadone, I'm not sure which. We were the speed. We both snorted some speed and got in the car. We were very, very wired. We drove to the house with instructions to kill everyone in the house. And not just that, but that we were instructed to go all the way down every house, hit every house.
Down the street?
Down the street, yes.
And kill all the people
in those houses? The people in the house were all bloodied and tied up, and I remember that I had tied his hands with a towel and then was instructed to kill him. I felt nothing. Screaming for help. I felt absolutely nothing. As she begged for her life and for the life of the baby. Conscience, it's so alive in me, I'm just recalling it. I had gone so far and there was no turning back. Even if I had wanted to run, even if I had wanted to leave, I couldn't. It was like I was caught in something that I had no control over. I had absolutely no say-so as to what was happening. I was just like a tool in the hands of the devil. I believe that I love them. those people that died that night. I love them.
In this room, we're all the survivors of those victims, of yours and the others, their families and their friends. What would you say to them?
That I love them with a love that I don't think any words that I could tell them could express.
In this room, we're all the survivors of those victims, of yours and the others, their families and their friends. What would you say to them?
That I love them with a love that I don't think any words that I could tell them could express.
Thank you.
last hope so that there's one.
Thank you.
to Los Angeles. She wasn't wearing black anymore, but she still had a secret, she said. She told me, now, smoke reverses back into the